order must prevail. John mentioned that a little earlier. Order and movement are what necessary. Well, we start with the order. So we say order must prevail in your mind if you ever hope to see it manifest in your material world. Now, you want order in your material world. That means meaningful relationships. That means prosperity and growth in our business. It could mean all kinds of things that are good, but they all have to start in here. Everything starts in our mind. Well, if we're going to have order in our mind, we must have an image of our mind, and most people don't have. So what we're going to do as we go through the seminar is build brain cells. Now, that may sound a little strange to some of you. You may be sitting there and thinking, well, this is ridiculous. How can I build brain cells sitting watching this box? Well, I can assure you that you can, and I'm going to convince you very shortly that you're able to. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to use different examples as we go through this seminar, and each one of these examples are real, live examples, every one of them. This is a letter that I received on February the 18th, 1986. It came from Joanne White. She was the regional administrator to the vice president of sales for the Metropolitan Insurance Company in Kansas City. Now, Joanne was in a seminar there in January of 1986. This letter is dated February of 86. And when Joanne came to the seminar in 1986, she told me a fascinating story. Now, apparently, she had come to a seminar that I conducted in Kansas City 10 years prior to this in 1976. Now, I didn't remember Joanne, nor did I remember her son, who she was telling me the story of. But when she told me what happened, I quickly related to it because it's happened many times, and there's many situations that I do remember. Apparently, we had been doing seminars right across the country for the Metropolitan Life Insurance Company, and a friend of hers in another area had been talking to her on the phone, who also worked for the same company, and this friend told her, if this seminar ever comes to Kansas City, make sure you go and take your son. Well, she took that person's advice and she came. She brought her 11-year-old son, Eric, who had been diagnosed as having learning disabilities. Now, keep your mind open here, folks, because this is real. It happened, and it can happen to anyone. Someone had made a classical error, and someone possibly in a position of authority, in fact, probably in a position of authority, and they told this lady and her husband that their 11-year-old son had learning disabilities and not to expect too much from him. So they didn't. Worse still, the little boy didn't expect much from himself. I told her to bring the little boy to the seminar, and we just built new brain cells, that child could do anything he wanted, that this idea of learning disabilities was an error that someone had made, and they shouldn't believe it any longer. And I said, you bring him, have him sit right near the front, and I said, we'll give him a little special attention, and you'll just watch the change take place. Let me read you the letter. She says, Dear Bob, I wanted to take a moment to tell you how much I had gained from your seminar in Kansas City and how much I am continuing to gain from the use of your tapes. Now, at that time, all we had is audio tapes. Now, you can sit and you can watch this over and over and over again because there's going to be parts of it that'll seem a little confusing to you first time through. But as you play it over and over and over again, the confusion will leave and order is going to come to your mind. There's many times I'll take a book and I'll read the same paragraph over and over again. This book that I mentioned earlier of Napoleon Hill's, I've been reading that for 27 years. Now, it's not such that I'm such a slow learner. It's just there's so much depth in the book. My wife's sitting back there, and she's saying, no, it's not the depth. It's that you're a slow learner. But, and anyway, that's just her opinion. All right. Now, she said, I listen to the tapes each time I get in my car, and I intend to continue to do so. And, of course, you've got the audio cassettes from the seminar as well, so you can just snap them into your car. Remember this. If you only drive 25,000 miles a year, you're spending 13 40-hour weeks behind the wheel of that automobile, all of which your conscious mind is free to travel around and do anything it wants to do. Your body is programmed to drive the car. Well, she's Bob, I'm sure at times you ponder over the long-range effects of these seminars. Do you merely get people excited and then once you leave town, forget it? Well, she's, I attended your seminar when you were in Kansas City 10 years ago. I brought my 11-year-old son who was going through some trying times in school. He had been diagnosed as having